Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth with us just moments ago saying after the draft, on paper, he does rank the Browns as a playoff team right now. We'll get into that, but a lot of interesting stuff has come out about the Browns stadium plans going forward. The Browns still looking at either a Brook Park Dome or stadium renovation, but we have some more of the financial details that come out on it. Also, a few other things, including a detailed look at both the cost and plans for a massive Berea development as well. Daryl Ryder's now going to join us in just about 15 minutes. We'll talk about the story he just wrote for 92.3thefan.com. You guys got to check it out. A lot on this. We heard a little bit of a smattering of stuff on the morning show we'll react to as well. But I got to say, I like the reason, you know, every time you and I have said something positive about the Browns this offseason, mm-hmm. about, you know, there's a chance here that the roster looks good. We get accused, or anybody on the station gets accused of homerism, which is hilarious to me because 4 years ago, 5 years ago, people would have clamored for us to say these nice things. Where the Browns are in the trenches, the depth they have, both at starter and in their kind of depth spot, is why I think the Browns have the kind of depth that can repeat what they did last year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question this team should be in the playoffs again next year.
Yeah.
Why would they not be?
Yeah.
They're better everywhere.
I mean, you can – and the excuse is Deshaun. And to me, Deshaun is the difference between competing for a title and not. Him being healthy, though, is not the difference between the Browns being a playoff team and not. Because they showed you last year they can do this with different quarterbacks. Because here's the thing, like we can poo-poo the fact that they had to bench P.J. Walker, and obviously DTR got benched because of injuries. Both those guys had on records. So, like, yeah, I mean, yes, yep, Deshaun played five games last year. Yeah, that it feels bleak when you think about the injuries. But for me, if you're not certain your quarterback's going to be healthy, then I look at it and say, have you in some ways done the best you can to quarterback-proof a roster? And obviously the starting five on the offensive line is really strong. When you add to it, one of those three tackles is going to come off the bench and be your swing tackle. Oh, they've got a couple draft picks that are kind of in reserve. The kid out of Ohio State, the center last year. You've got Zach Center from this year. They just added another kid from Miami that everybody thought was going to get drafted. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, they just signed Brian Allen, who was a starter for 58 games, as a camp body. We'll see if he can crack this roster. Like, oh, and then you get to the defensive side, you're going to be cutting a good player. If the Browns are 100% healthy coming out of camp and going into the regular season, you will be cutting a good quality edge rusher and or defensive tackle because they have more than 10 guys. They're more than 10 or 12 deep on the defensive line. That's all. Everything else to me is negotiable, right? Like, okay, well, do you have a good backup? All right. Well, so you've quarterback-proofed your roster as much as you possibly can. Now you just hope you chose the right backup quarterback, which is what you did last year when you lucked into Joe Flacco.
Yeah, and also hope you chose the right starting quarterback too, because if the starting quarterback doesn't work out, then we're going to be looking at Jameis Winston for a long time this year.
Yeah, and I'm not. It's so
but he's
funny.
Not going to play unless Deshaun's hurt.
Yeah, it's so funny. I understand, and I don't want to say cynicism. I understand any realism about Deshaun's health. But I think they figured out how to win. They're not quite Pittsburgh. Like, they haven't done this for 5 straight years. But, you know, like, when you prove that you can win last year, and I know everyone's going to say, well, but you beat inferior quarterbacks. Yeah, okay. I totally understand that. The point is, you have the things that impact other quarterbacks.
If we dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market, check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Just go from how do you match up against the litany of good quarterbacks you're going to play against this year. You have the makings of an elite pass rush again, because it's the same guys plus a few other guys. And then you've got a deep well at both corner and safety. Like, I think you should feel better about this roster going into this year. Again, if we just take the quarterback, we're going to put it over here, because that's obviously – that's the only thing anyone wants to focus on when you do roster rankings like The Athletic did. If the Jets had a better team around Aaron Rodgers, they could have sustained not having Aaron Rodgers all year. That includes a better backup mm-hmm. quarterback. That also includes a better roster around their starting quarterback. When you go to teams like this team isn't built for Deshaun or bust. It might be in a year. In a year, this whole thing, because of one-year contracts and the cap and all that, if they want to do a soft reset on the cap, next year makes a hell of a lot of sense. This year isn't set up for Deshaun Watson to do really hardly anything, right?
He just
has to be healthy.
Healthy and just sort of manage the game. He's not going to be asked to do a ton. And you're right, Nick. They provided really everything around him.
So if Deshaun is, and I'm not saying I think he's going to be this. This is a hypothetical. We're talking about this at the end of April, post the draft. But if Deshaun is a game-managing quarterback, this thing is set up to be a playoff team next year. If Deshaun is healthy and more than a game-managing quarterback, it doesn't take a lot to get real creative and start to go down the road of the way this team is built. We should feel more confident because last year they developed a safeties room that they haven't had for 3 years. Last year you saw their cornerback depth tested and you did see a couple young guys kind of pop up, namely Cam Mitchell. So now it feels like you're 4 deep. Oh, by the way, you just drafted another 2 kids in your secondary as well. Wide receiver. You have one wide receiver you didn't have last year. The big thing is you don't have Nick Chubb. That's a real thing. But, like, everything else, you have more depth on the O-line going into this year than you did last year. You have a much more established defensive line going into year two than – and, oh, by the way, where's that vaunted year two jump that the defense could make? Under Jim Schwartz. That's another thing. So I know it's so gauche and it's trendy right now to just crap all over the Browns. I think they're sitting pretty, man. I think if you put their roster, I think they might be this year's Baltimore, right? Baltimore last year was waiting for Lamar to get healthy. They had paid him a ridiculous contract, at least according to some around the NFL. They had changed the offense wholesale. But if you look at that roster, they had spent the 2 or 3 years previously to it as they were struggling without him. They spent it kind of piecemealing and building up this roster. Then they added Jadavian late. Then they added 1 or 2 other players late. And lo and behold, they went out and they were the what is it, top 2 seed, number 1 seed in the AFC. Or the second seed in the AFC. Like, I think that's kind of where the Browns are if Deshaun can just even be healthy. That's before we talk about how well he plays. So I think Schlereth is all over it. I don't think you – buy stock in the Browns now. I'll just say it. I know we don't do that because we're worried about some imaginary scoreboard and somebody's going to hit us with this. Hit me with it in October if I'm wrong. That's fine. I'll be wrong on this. I'll be wrong on the positive side for the Browns for the first time in my damn life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.